All right. Welcome to 3 to 5 Guys Boxes and Fries. I want to thank everyone who's listened to our recent episodes. And we're always interested if someone does listen, if they had feedback or ideas of topics. I'm talking to you, Mom. So let's see here. Today we have me, Phil. Who else is here? Announce yourself.
Oh, Level's here.
Eric Don't is here.
Jonathan's here.
And Hammer. All right. So I'm going to start by asking you guys a question. Which is better, Burger King or McDonald's?
There's no question. It's McDonald's.
Well, really?
Absolutely. Oh,
I think Hammer is on the same page as me. Well, really? I would have said that for a long time, but I want to hear, Hammer, what do you have to say about it?
I guess, you know, initially it's like Burger King all the way, but that's the thing. Like, if you go there for like the burger, like the main burger, like the Whopper kicks butt over any of McDonald's burgers. Where, you know, I think the rest of what McDonald's has, like their salads are better, their fries are better. Though McDonald's also tend to be a little bit nicer, you know, a little more brightly lit. They do care more about upkeeping their various stores. But like, if I'm going there for like, okay, I want a burger, like hands down Burger King.
Dude, I'm on the exact same page as you. And like you said it so eloquently in a way that I'm like, I didn't realize I felt the exact same way as you. I was going to say Burger King, but you're right. It's the burger's better. Everything else is better at McDonald's, including the atmosphere. But Burger King is the Bugs Bunny of fast food hamburgers, and McDonald's is the Mickey Mouse. So Burger King's got that edge. So I like that about him. All right. So today we're going to talk about the topic is, what is our responsibility to the world around us? And I know it's kind of an open-ended question, kind of, but I have a story that I want to share. So last Saturday, I went to go grocery shopping with my wife and our two children. And it's this one store that always has this corner. There's always someone on the corner with a sign asking for money. You know, I'm assuming a homeless person. And it seems to be a different person, but it's always the same corner. And normally I don't really carry cash with me, but I happen to have like a $10 bill in my wallet, and I had plans for this $10 bill, and then I was like, if I give that guy this $10 bill, then first of all, that seems like a lot of money, and now I won't have that money for lunch next week that I was planning, and then my wife, we had just gone to this really nice like fruit stand place in Provo, Utah, and we had these Honeycrisp apples, and she offered the guy an apple, and he's like, oh, thank you. And he took the apple, and I was like, hey, I feel good. As a whole, we gave this guy something. My wife was the one really, but and then I didn't feel like I had to give him that $10 anymore. At least I probably wouldn't have either way, but but then I wonder, like, was there a responsibility I had towards that man to give him that? Because, you know, I didn't actually need it, but obviously we don't want to give everything away, but you know, should I have given him that $10?
I think it's different in many different scenarios. For panhandling, I think it's been shown that it actually doesn't really help the person. Yes, probably giving them the $10 would probably help them in some way. But if we really wanted to help the fellow people, then there's more that you can volunteer and do with your time as opposed to just handing money to someone who's asking for it. There's more effective ways.
Yeah, so it goes beyond just like doing just something to say, hey, I did something. You're saying our responsibility is maybe to try to do something that would actually make a difference.
Right, that you shouldn't be doing it out of guilt or out of convenience. Like you feel guilty because you see them, or it's convenient because, oh, I handed them a 10. Now I don't really have to do anything. It should be done more as like an act of service that you are really trying to help this person. However, I can't really judge people who give money out because that's still an act of charity. So
it also depends on
just saying that there's better ways.
It also depends on what their goal is. Some people that are panhandling, that's literally what they want to be doing. They don't want to work a job. They don't want to be like a normal part of functioning society. And others are just down there. Like, there's too many different reasons why somebody could be panhandling. And to say in general that giving this person $10 is what is helping them, it's not about whether it's helping or not. It depends on what that person's goal is. Like, if using that as the example, like, it doesn't, you don't even know. Like, you don't, are they always on that corner? How long have they been there? Like, do they want to be there? Do they not want to be there? I don't know. I don't know all
that. But as far as our responsibility, like, to what extent is it our responsibility to gauge or determine their intentions? You know what I mean?
Well, like, I mean, it's to say, well, what's your responsibility to the person that's buying groceries in front of you? Should you buy those for them? Like, what's to say you shouldn't do anything for anybody at any given time? Anytime anybody says, I want this thing, is it your obligation to give them that thing because you are in the radius with them, around them, to hear that they have a desire?
Yeah, I mean, just because you have it doesn't mean it's your responsibility to give it either, right? There might be certain times where you inside realize that, oh, this is my responsibility for one reason or another, but just because I have something doesn't mean it's my responsibility to give it. That's interesting. And I mean, obviously, this conversation can obviously go beyond like giving money to a panhandler, but more broadly speaking, like, what then are our responsibilities to our fellow man or woman and to the world around us? Like, what are we responsible for?
Well, I'm responsible for killing spiders, apparently. my wife 30 minutes ago just screamed bloody murder up at me in my office, and I had to come downstairs and collect a black widow that had made its way into our house.
Did you kill it?
Oh, wow.
And what, did you kill it or let it
go outside? I smashed it and threw it in the garbage can.
Wait a second. We just had a conversation yesterday where you said, you know,
I saw black widows, because black widows can severely injure children.
Yeah, it's true. That's a little different.
It's the one exception.
It has no place.
Right, like, a normal spider isn't going to hurt me, but a black widow is dangerous for small kids. So,
yeah,
I classify all spiders as black widows.
So. No, I mean, most of the time my wife says it's huge and black. It's a black widow, and it's just usually a tiny thing. But like this time, it actually was a black widow. So. And it was,
yeah, that's actually,
it was climbing under the bathroom door, and my son was in the bathroom, and then he started freaking out, saying, because it was crawling under the door towards him.
Like I said yesterday, any spider that's made its way into my house is a motivated spider to be in my vicinity, and it's going to have offspring with that same desire. So any spider in my house does not deserve to live.
that duty has been placed upon me regardless of my desire for it or not. So as far as my responsibility, is it Ryan's responsibility to take care of the spiders? I don't think that's in the dad/husband manual anywhere necessarily, but that duty has been given me because there are social
age 142.
It's the people around me don't want to do it. And so sometimes you end up having a responsibility to do things that other people either don't want to or are incapable of doing.
Okay. So it's interesting. I actually came across an article that I was reading kind of leading up to this conversation today on this website called theodysseyonline.com, which it seems to be like nothing weird or as far as like have a real agenda. It's just people write articles and contribute to the community. And this one's called Your Five Major Responsibilities as a Human Being. And this one said, I won't read the whole thing, but I want to read the bullet points. It says you're responsible for your fellow human beings' physical safety. Do you guys agree with that? Sure. I'm trying to think of like a situation. Like if you saw someone that, right, like you saw something that was potentially going to happen, like someone, you saw a little child running through a parking lot and you saw a car backing up, and if you didn't do something, like that child's going to get hit or could get hit. Obviously, like, it's our responsibility to do something, right?
So, I don't know. These sorts of debates and questions are always interesting, right? Because basically we talk about, okay, what is your level of responsibility to your fellow human being? You got to speak from some sort of moral code that you believe in, right? Because from a very, very base level, like, you don't really have responsibility to anybody, right? There's nothing really that says that you have to take care of somebody else, you know, from a purely, like, you think from a base animal level, you know. The only thing that brings in any sort of responsibility is some sort of moral foundation, right? And depending on what that moral foundation is, what's made up of, would determine, okay, what you are responsible for. If you are, let's take for example, you're purely, you know, you, let's say you don't believe in God at all, you don't have a religious foundation whatsoever, why should you be responsible for anybody else? You know, go all the way up to, you believe in a God who says you must take care of your fellow man, you know, then, you know, you even get to questions of, okay, like you posed, Phil, what about the beggar on the corner? You know, what about, you know, somebody in a soup kitchen? Like, shouldn't you go volunteer there, right? But other than that, unless you have some sort of moral code that you live your life on, there's nothing that for you as a being, you know, singular being, there's nothing that says that you have to, right? Mm-hmm. You can approach it from, you know, the standpoint of what benefits me, you know, because frankly, if you help your fellow man, you know, there are benefits. I mean, I've read stuff that where, like, you know, you're less likely to be anxious, you're less likely to be depressed. Actually, there's even some stuff that talks about that, like, your quality of life will be better, like, you'll live longer, you'll be healthier, you know. But again, that's all kind of selfish, right? In the end, you're more taking care of yourself. Right.
That's a good point. I mean, it's an interesting point because, like, even if you said, like, you kind of mentioned, let's say you don't believe in a judgment day, like, you know, you don't believe in an afterlife, and just in this life, what would be your motivation to be good to your fellow man and to do good? It's going to benefit you, right? In that you're going to have relationships and you'll have a network of people that can also help you when you need help. And you're also going to feel good when you do that. So it's like, ultimately, is there anything that isn't at some point selfish when we're helping others?
Exactly.
So we don't either. We're avoiding a feeling of guilt because we don't want to feel that. We want to feel good, or we want to reap the benefits of doing good, whether it be like a mansion in heaven one day, or whether it be, you know, like getting a help and, you know, holding it over their heads and getting help when you need it. Like, I need to move now. Now you need to help me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a cynical way to look at it. Like, it's ultimately all selfish, but there's got to be more good than just selfish going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one point that you guys both hit on that I like is you need to have a moral code. A lot of it, too, is you're treating people how you want to be treated as well. Something that drives me up the wall is I go down to the river and I go treasure hunting there. But it surprises me how often that people just leave their crap all over the sides of the river. And it drives me nuts. I'm like, this is a beautiful place. Why are you leaving your crap everywhere? And so it's a personal code. I'm like, I won't leave my stuff anywhere. Like, that's just wrong. So that, like, that's my responsibility to myself and to others, is to pick up my crap because I want things clean. So that's kind of a self-imposed requirement I've put on myself as an obligation to other people that I expect other people to live by as well.
Yeah. And see, again, that gets back to, on some level, you know, it's to benefit yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. But doing what you would like others to do doesn't always work, because the people who are leaving trash, maybe they don't feel the same way. Maybe they don't care that there's trash around. so they're doing exactly what, you know, they would right. like others to do is not worry about it, not care.
Right. I agree. But it's like that's why it frustrates me personally, because I feel like it's a responsibility that they have to me / everyone else, because I believe it's important to pick up your crap.
But I don't know if that will work in every situation. Some people have opposing beliefs on what people's responsibility to society is.
Oh, I agree. I don't think it's only about what works and what doesn't. I think it's more about what is, how do we value things that are, that we feel like we owe to other people. That's the way how I get to it. Enforcing it, I think we should burn them all at the stake, but that's
I don't want to live in a world where I have an obligation to try to figure out what everybody else around me could possibly care or worry about, and to try to make my actions be satisfactory to every possible person and their combination of desires. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, but sure. You also don't want to be in the world as a person, knowing you, Eric, you don't want to be the kind of person that just does whatever suits you and
absolutely not, but you are never going to please everyone. You can't please everyone because there's too many variations on desires. And so that's why your responsibility to society is defined based on what society has agreed are the rules. That's why we have laws. That's why we have all those things in place, because we've decided as a society, these are the rules. These are the obligations you have to each other. There is nothing else you have besides what is we've been agreed upon.
So, but there's no law saying, like, if I've had a really hard day and I'm grumpy, that I shouldn't snap at the clerk at the store when I'm driving home just because they are taking too long to get my change, you know? Give me my change already. I've had a long day. You know, like, I have to hide that in my responsibility to other people. It's not their problem. They have to deal with me being grumpy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's no law. And there's societal norms, right? Like, it's not normal or acceptable to snap.
But people are also human, person, right? And everybody makes mistakes every single day. So to assume that we're all going to be perfect, or that's the standard, is just not reasonable either.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we kind of had a similar conversation recently about this when we heard someone drive by. We were taking a walk outside and they had a really loud car. Mm-hmm. And some of us felt like that's kind of rude and not an invasive to other people. And some of us felt like, hey, you know what, whatever, they're just doing their thing, you know? So it's like, it's going to be different for each person, I think. But
I like the subject though, of like, how do you want to treat others is still kind of how you want to be treated yourself. So with the clerk you brought up, is it socially acceptable, or do you owe it to that person to not come in there and be a jerk to them? It's probably, we owe it to try to treat everyone nice, or some way we're trying to be civil with them, and it's out of the norm having people come in and just be belligerent to you. So again, the topic of this is, how do we treat other people? What is our obligation to other people? And trying to treat them as best as we can, according to, I mean, what we have to base off is, how do we want to be treated? I'm going to try to treat them like that until I find out how they really want to be treated. You're using your own experiences as a starting ground until you figure out more about them.
Again, the question is, you know, playing devil's advocate here, like, why? Why is that important? Why should anybody feel the burden that they have to treat their fellow man with congeniality, you know?
Decency and such. It's a good question. And taking it from a different perspective here, I understand this is not the right way, but a lot of times we treat people well because we want something out of them. Like whenever you go and you talk to a clerk, you try to be kind to them because you're trying to get a service from them. You're trying to buy groceries, or you're trying to do something. So you're trying to treat them in a good manner to get what you need. If you come in and you're rude and just a jerk, you're probably gonna get thrown out of the store. So you're not gonna get what you need. So that's one way that we are trying to treat people.
So it's like, you know, cause then like, if we're kind to our barber, they're more likely to be more thorough in their haircut, you know, things like that, cause we're gonna get better service out of it. It's interesting, cause I think that ultimately it comes, I think part of it for me at least is like self-respect. Like, I think the way I feel when I'm mistreating others, you know, it maybe does come back to a selfish thing where, like, I don't like the way I feel. I remember when I was like around 13, I was in a period of my life where I think there were certain people in my life that mistreated me, you know, like other youth my age, if you will. And I was kind of finding ways where I could feel like I had some power. I remember my sister had this friend, and I was always just so rude to her every time she came over. And just because it made me feel like I could kind of give it back, you know, the crap I was getting in the world. And then one day I was just like, I don't want to be mean to her anymore. It doesn't make me feel good. So I just started being nice to her. And she was like, she noticed immediately, like, hey, why are you being so nice to me? And I was like, I don't know. But then from then on, I was just like, went out of my way to be super nice to her. And I, of course, she was happy with that. But ultimately, I kept doing it because, like, hey, I like the way I feel. I feel more self-respect, I guess, when I act this way. So,
yeah.
What a psycho.
Yeah. You say psycho or psycho?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, please.
So for those of us, you know, who do have, you know, a moral grounding in, you know, the divine, right? A God who, well, talking about, you know, I don't think I'm generalizing too much because we know each other, right?
Yeah.
We believe in a God who is our Father, and we are all brothers and sisters, and he has commanded us to treat each other with love, right? Then that's our moral grounding. That's our moral basis for that sort of responsibility to take care of our fellow man. But even thinking about that, if you think about yourself, you know, when you do something for another person, what truly is motivating that? You know, I would dare say it's, for the most part, it is again self-serving. You know, it's for you to fulfill a sense of responsibility to your maker, right? To your God. So that you don't feel guilty for, you know, doing the wrong thing, you know, treating your fellow man badly. It is so that you feel good about yourself, right? And I wouldn't say that's 100% of the time, because, I mean, just looking at myself, my own life, like at times, like I think it is driven by true, what I would call true empathy, you know? I treat somebody nicely because I know if I've been in that situation, what I want, and I don't expect anything in return, but I know what I would want. Other times I know, like you said, like if I'm nicer to this person, they'll treat me better. Right. A lot of times it is because, you know, by me, you know, treating my fellow man nicely, I feel good, you know, it helps me. Right. But it's just interesting to think about, even with that grounding, that belief in a God, you know, who's told me to treat my fellow man as myself, to love my fellow man as myself, you know, an awful lot of the time, if I really question myself and am honest, my reasons are still self-serving, you know?
So, Hammer, you talk about like a divine moral basis for kind of a framework of responsibility. What's your thoughts on a secular one like consequentialism or utilitarianism?
Well, kind of like I said at the beginning, like if you take out any sort of like moral grounding, like there is no reason, you know? There is no reason to have any sort of responsibility, and who would even dictate that to you or anybody? It's all relative anyways, what you believe, what others believe, right?
On that though, I do believe, like setting any religion or everything aside, we naturally want the best for the person across from us. We don't like seeing people get hurt. We don't, as humans, we try to band together. We try to help each other survive and thrive. And so sometimes it's selfish reasons, but at the same time, if we see somebody about to get hit, that instinct kicks in of, I don't want that to happen. I don't want this person to get hurt. Like, that doesn't feel right. So we're going to try to do something, despite what our moral grounds are.
And I would say, you know, again, depends on how you view the world. But if you view it through the lens of, you know, I come from, you know, the divine, I have a maker that is divine, is commanding me, right? Then you believe that, you know, you would say that feeling that's a spark inside of you, you know, put there by your maker, right? Otherwise, if you look at purely in a secular manner, that's from evolution.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the more we can band together, the more we can make sure the community as a whole is healthy and safe, the better my chances are of survival, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking too, is that, yeah, if you look at that from that perspective, it behooves you to protect your community and be a part of it and have a community that is accepting of you. And it could be, you know, there might be both at play here, right? And if there is a God who is commanding us to do something, I don't think it's an arbitrary commandment to be good to others just because it's only to honor him or her. It's to also benefit us. I think any commandment a loving God would give us would be to our benefit and to those around us, not just as a way to serve that God. Yeah, I think this has been an interesting conversation. And it's kind of to that point where we need to wrap it up. But does anybody have any last points they want to throw in real quick or anything else they want to say? Doesn't sound like it. All right. Well, thanks you guys for joining and the conversation and for your inputs. It was a really, really interesting conversation. And hopefully we can get all of you or at least some of you to do it next time. All right. Until next time, this is 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes, and Fries. This is the weirdest ending I've done, I think. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.